Yo. Check it out. Dear Slim, part two. Yo. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you ain't calling. It's been a couple years now since I wrote that song, and a lot has changed now for you and I. I had no clue that I would write a song to you and it would change some lives. And kids with tears in their eyes, they now come up to me, showing love to me and telling me that they look up to me. The facts to me, well, it's really kind of strange to see. I only wanted to share with you now what Jesus done for me. But there's a whole other side of things now I come to see. It's a huge influence you got upon the industry. But enough of me, because it's not what I came to say to you. Not a day goes by where I'll take time to pray for you. I'm sorry now for what your mom and dad did get to you, but I can relate with you, cause well, see dude, I've been there too. I know there's a lot of pain and hurt now that you've been through, but never forget there's a real love God gave for you. To whom it may concern, still to whom it may concern, to whom it may concern. Dear Slim, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. Backstage at the VMA, someone gave you my song, and I'm kinda wondering what you thought, man. Or when that guy walked up to you and talked to you and put it in your hands. Maybe you never listened to it, or maybe you lost it, or maybe you heard it and you just got mad and then you tossed it. And it hit your back. That's the question that I always get. And I'm like, well, God forbid that you might even have liked it. I don't know, congratulations on your movie, yo. And I heard your last record, well, it's over 10 million sold. But there's one thing that's really got me thinking, bro. Does a Grammy mean anything? And if it's just gotta cost your soul. In case you didn't know, there's a love that never go away. You said you were going to hell, but it don't have to be that way. See, the bottom line of what I'm trying to say is God puts back together the broken pieces that've been thrown away. If even everyone you know just up and goes away, he'll still love you to the very day that you're old and gray. Too bad a lot of Christians, all they do is hate on you instead of dropping to their knees and taking time to pray for you. And it's obvious that you really love your daughter, dude. For that I gotta tell you, well, I really got respect for you. So here it is, Dear Slim, chapter part two. From another cat trying to make it, just like you. To whom will make a concern, still to whom will make a concern, to whom will make a concern. Dear Slim, do you hear the junk that I'm going through? Kids sending me hate mail and telling me how I'm biting you. Telling me how they gonna beat me up and just kill me too. But a lot of people, they just seem to get my song confused. See what I say to you, I know it might even sound funny, but I never came at you just to paint you as the enemy. It wasn't about hating you or starting some controversy. It wasn't about blaming you or trying to make some money. I don't claim to know everything that you've experienced. Man, I don't even know if you even ever be hearing this. But I said it once and I still hold to this, is that a life without Christ is still a life that is never fixed. I'll tell you this, even if it's a hard pill to swallow, like it or not, Slim, you gon' always be a role model. Do you know these kids, we're the ones they always follow. What we say and how we live gives them a better tomorrow. I had my share of sorrow, plus man, I've been rejected. I've been chewed up, spit out, and plus disrespected. But if I die today and I never sell another record, Jesus gave me more than I ever could have been expected. I know life is hectic, it can leave you blown away. But check it, bro, cause we all just gonna die someday. And on that note, well, there's only one thing left to say. It's still one love and one God and only one way. To whom will make a concern.